It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball, as the Lawrenceville Indians take on the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers in non-conference play. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. It's the Indians and the Tigers here tonight. Indians with their first home action of the 2020 season. Indians 8-6, Hudsonville 7-7. Indians coming off a very good win, a come-from-behind win on Saturday at the North Clay Shootout over Odin, 54-45, and they take on a Hudsonville ball club that's 500. Bill, good win last weekend. Hopefully the Indians can keep the things that they did doing well in the second half on Saturday going here tonight against the Tigers.
Yeah, the Indians really locked things down defensively that second half, overcame a 10-point deficit to beat Odin handily, and tonight hoping for more of the same. Indians enter at 8-6. Palestine Hudsonville enters at 7-7, but Steve, there's a bit of a caveat there. Four of those wins have come against Martinsville. They've also defeated Duggar, Indiana, a winless Chrisman team, and the Paris JV squad. So the seven victories are maybe somewhat a little bit questionable.
But still, you got to play your schedule, as they say, and they are 7-7, a 500 ball club. Indians, meanwhile, come in here with a record of 8-6. And again, the Indians coming off that solid win against Odin on Saturday, led by Blaine Winningham, and a solid defensive effort in the second half. Indian JV continues to play well here. They were winners by a score of 50-16 over the Tigers. Hunter Scott led the way with 19 points, and Damon Zollers had 11. The Indians again winning by a score of 50-16. Going to have a ceremony coming up here momentarily. A lot of dignitaries are on hand here from the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, including Hall of Fame coach Ken Crawford, formerly of Tuitopolis, on hand to present to the Lawrenceville Indians boys basketball program a plaque signifying surpassing over 1,500 victories. Bill, not only are they going to do that, but there are a lot of folks here, Indian royalty here tonight, that have contributed a lot to that program and those victories.
Yeah, seen some guys here we haven't seen in a while. Good to see them, and it's going to be a great ceremony.
All right, let's try to pick up some of the ceremony here that's going on. But first, we'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer four essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back here at Lawrenceville High School on the pregame show. We're going to try to pick up some of this ceremony here that is going to be coming up momentarily as the IBCA honors the Lawrenceville Indian basketball program.
Stephanie Zuber, Great players also in the Hall of Fame are Dennis Schneider, Jay Schneider, Rick Leesey, Doug Nosbach, Marty Simmons, and David Brooks. Also inducted into the IBCA Hall of Fame are Coach Kelly, 1972 and 1974 Class 8 championship team, as well as the back-to-back 1981 and 1982 Class A state champs. At this time, with all LHS players and coaches, past and present, please rise.
The ceremony here at Lawrenceville High School honoring the Indian program, the Lawrenceville Indian program, over 700 victories as a program, and the Indian program has been a long and successful one. Of course, legendary Coach Ron Felling back here for the presentation, along with some of his players, Ken Crawford, the legendary Tua Topless head coach, Randy Bishop, of course, a Hall of Fame coach, also being honored here this evening. And not only is those guys in the Illinois Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame, but soon to be going into the IBCA Hall of Fame is my partner here, who joins me after having participated in the ceremony, Bill Richardson. Bill, congratulations on nice ceremony there. Congratulations, by the way, on your honor on going into the Hall of Fame.
Well, Steve, I thank you. Like we were saying earlier, none of us ever get into this business to get awards, but it is very, very humbling. Very humbling. And
there's the legendary Ken Crawford joining us here alongside. Had many a chance to talk with him.
Always at the gym.
Yeah. What a great guy.
Yes,
Ken,
sir.
Ken Crawford. Of Tua Topless. Well, it's the Indians and the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers here. Let's get the starting lineups. By the way, that was the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors, the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers, coached by Devin Turner, with a record of 7-7. They'll have number 15 in the starting lineup, 6-foot sophomore, 145-pounder Gary Higginbotham. Also in the starting lineup, 6'1", 160-pound senior, number 23, Evan Newland. Also in the starting lineup for the Tigers is number 22. That's senior Adam Pickering. He's a 5'9", 170-pounder. Kanan Pettigrew is in the starting lineup. Number 25, a 5'7", 160-pound senior. And Curtis Plew, number 24, a 6'1", 154-pound senior. So for the Tigers, it's Higginbotham, Newland, Pickering, Pettigrew, and Plew. For the Indians, Randy Bishop, one change in the lineup. Jarrett Winkle starting here tonight. It'll be Skylar Toole in the starting lineup, the 5'9", 162-pound senior, number 4. Blaine Winningham, number 33, the 6'3", 185-pound senior. Noah Wager, the 6'4", 175-pound senior, number 15. Also, Jordan Jones in the starting lineup, the 6'1", 180-pound senior, number 32. and Jarrett Winkles, the 6'2", 155-pound senior number 35. So Toole, Blaine Winningham, Weger, Kelly, Jones, and Winkles. And the tap control by the host Indians in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. Indians on the attack. First of all here, Winkles, left side on the wing to Toole. Now in the middle to Winningham, left side of the lane. Puts it up, has it blocked away. And coming out with it is Weger. Back out to Toole, right wing three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. And it will be Tiger basketball. Tigers dressed in their black traveling uniforms with black numerals and white trim. Black and white. The Tigers, Hudsonville Palestine Tigers. And the Tigers work the ball on the perimeter. A jumper from the corner is good. A three ball by Evan Newland, the senior. And it's 3-0. Tigers quickly on top here. Jarrett Winkles in the left corner on the left baseline to Weger. Weger on the dribble out front. In the middle now to Blaine Winningham, right side to Toole. Toole dribbles to the top of the key. Now off to Jones, left side to Weger on the wing. Looks to the middle, now in the left corner to Winkles, down underneath to Winningham on the left baseline, back out front to Weger, top of the key. Right side to Toole in the corner, lets a long bomb go, it's off the mark, no good, the rebound tapped, out of bounds, last touched by an Indian, Blaine Winningham, and it will be Tiger basketball. Just underway here, 6:51 to go in the opening quarter, 3-0 in favor of the Tigers. And they'll bring it up against trapping pressure across the timeline to Curtis Plew. Now underneath, a shot up and in. Didn't catch who that was, Bill. I was blocked off by the official.
Higginbotham.
Higginbotham. Gary Higginbotham with the basket. And it's quickly 5-0. There's a jumper the left side by Jones off the mark. A rebounded but saved in by Winningham, but he saved it right into a Tiger to the baseline. A shot up and in. A runner on the lane by Newland. And 7 straight points to start the game by the Tigers. And they lead 7-0 with 6:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Weger on the right wing. Back out to Toole. Now left side on the wing to Winkles in the left corner to Jones. Looks to the middle. Now back out top of the key to Toole. On the dribble. Left side to Weger on the baseline. Tries to take it. Feeds it now to Winkles in the corner. And he's called for a travel. So a bit of a slow start for the Tribe here on the home floor, as the Tigers have a 7-0 lead with the basketball with 5:59 to go here in the opening quarter of play.
Indians are 0 for 4. Two of those are three-pointers, and they turned it over once. That's their five possessions.
Now we have a turnover on the Tigers, as turning it over was Curtis Plew, P-L-E-W, a senior. And it is Indian basketball. Tribe yet to score here. 7-0, 5:49 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Jones on the right wing. In the middle now to Winningham. Now in the corner to Winkles. Back out. Jones, a top of the key three-pointer, is off the mark. No good. The rebound brought down by Pettigrew of the Tigers. Quickly up floor to Newland. Evan Newland across the timeline. Feeds it right side to Pickering. Now a jumper from the top of the key is good. A three ball by Evan Newland. 10 straight points to start the game by the Tigers. And it's 10-0. 5:15 to go, opening quarter. Left side, Weger, a long jumper, is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by the Tigers. Newland quickly up floor. Right side on the wing to Plew. Plew, baseline jumper, up and in. 12 straight points and a timeout wanted by the Indians. It's going to be a 30-second break. And Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Hudsonville Palestine, 12. Lawrenceville, nothing. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Indians with the ball off the timeout, trailing 12-0, 4:57 to go here in the opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Logan Williams into the game. His jumper from the left side, a three-pointer no good, rebounded by Jones. Underneath to Winningham, and a foul charged on the floor against the Tigers. Indian basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion, they're your bank for a lifetime, and by Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Indians inbound, Jones in the right corner. His jumper just inside the arc is good, and the Indians score. With 4:40 to go here in the opening quarter, they finally get their first points, trail 12-2. Here's a drive down the lane, and the ball taken away from Plew. Long down court heave to Winningham. That's Blaine, right side. Now looking for a guard to get it to. Back out front, top of the key to Toole. Now to Winningham, left side to Williams on the wing. Cross court now to Jones. Now underneath, wide open is Wager. Fakes, shoots, and scores. Noah Wager, his first basket of the evening, and it's 12-4. In favor of the Tigers with 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Now a steal by Toole. Toole down the lane. Feeds it right side to Winningham. Feeds it back out top of the key to Jones. Loads up a long three. No good. Rebounded by Winningham. Fakes back to Jones. And dribbles down the lane. And now he's called for a travel. It took a step right before he made that first dribble. And a turnover on the Indians. 3:48 to go here in the opening period. 12-4 in favor of the Tigers here at Lawrenceville High School. There's the ball almost taken away, and now the Tigers throw it away as Plew, against the Indian pressure, threw it out of bounds.
So Hudsonville made baskets on its first five trips down the floor, subsequently has turned it over on its next four consecutive trips down the floor.
Here's Noah Wager in the right corner for the Indians. Back out to Toole, left side to Williams on the wing. Now to Toole, right side on the wing, against zone by the Tigers. Jones shoots over it from the left side. No good. Rebound tapped around, and Wager, Noah Wager, charged with coming over the back. It'll be Tiger basketball. Tigers, and we mentioned it, 7-7, coached by Devin Turner. He's going to be pleased with the way his ball club has come out here and played on the road against the Indians. Zone trapping pressure. They get it across the timeline to Gary Higginbotham, down the corner to Newland, and we have a held ball, as reaching in there was Williams to tie it up. Possession arrow in favor of the Tigers, and they'll inbound it right in front of us here, right in front of the Indian bench. 3:10 to go, opening quarter, 12-4 in favor of the Tigers. And underneath, here is Higginbotham feeding it now on the wing to Newland. His jumper is off the mark, no good. Long rebound tipped out front and recovered by Adam Pickering at the top of the key. Now they work it into the left corner. Now down low underneath to Higginbotham, and a foul charged on the Indians.
That's two fouls on Noah Wager, two on the team. Here comes Braden Sherman into the game.
And Wager will check out with those two fouls for the Indians. Braden Sherman, number 44, 5'11", 208-pound junior. In the contest for the Tribe. Indians with pressure on the inbound, man-to-man pressure. And it comes, left corner jumper is off the mark. Taken out there by Pickering. And now the Indians throw it long down court to Williams. Takes it to the glass, left side on the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by the Tigers. And now they want to run down the lane. Higginbotham to the hole. And he's fouled from the rear. And it'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. I want to give these guys credit. The Tigers there coming out here and taking it right to the Indians here in this first quarter and lead by eight with 2:37 to go here in Lawrenceville. And it comes underneath and a shot up and in. Shot in by Pettigrew, Kanan Pettigrew, the senior. And it's 14-4, a 10-point lead for the Tigers of Hudsonville, Palestine. Toole, top of the key against the zone. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone. They're really packing it in there. Shooting over it is Williams, and he scores a three-pointer from the left wing. Logan Williams zeroing in, and the Indians have cut the lead to 14-7. The ball tipped away but recovered by Higginbotham. Left corner to Newland. Now the ball taken away by Jones. Steal for Jordan Jones. Down the lane he comes. Left side, cut off. Lets the jumper go from about 15 off the mark, no good. Sherman the rebound, but he can't hold on. Winningham gathers in the loose ball on the right lane. Now back out top of the key to Jones, left side to Williams, loads up another three, got it again. A guy, if he gets hot, can shoot you right back in a game, and the Indians are down by four. Again, the pressure stolen by Winningham. Blaine heads to the hole, and he's fouled from behind by Adam Pickering, saving a sure basket and he'll have to earn them at the free throw line. Blaine Winningham at the line. What a game he had on Saturday in the second half, putting the Indians on his back, scoring-wise, and leading into victory over Odin. Free throw is on its way and no good. So the score remains 14-10. Tigers on top. Another free throw on its way. This one no good. Rebound controlled by Higginbotham of the Tigers. Quickly up floor. The Tigers dribbling through pressure is Plou. Back out front, a long shot missed at the top of the key. Missed by Pickering and a foul charge. Rebounding foul on the Indians. It'll be Tiger ball underneath their own hoop. 1:26 to go here in this opening quarter. 14-10. Tigers in the corner. A jumper is off the mark and no good by Higginbotham. Rebounded by Williams. And he threw it over the head of Blaine Winningham out of bounds. Indian turnover.
Third turnover on the Indians.
Minute 20 to go here in the opening period. 14-10. Coming across the timeline now is Adam Pickering, left side on the wing to Newland. Newland double-teamed, looking for help. Gets it down low on the baseline. Shot up and no good by Higginbotham. Battle for the rebound. Higginbotham puts it up again. No good. Now we have a held ball. Williams tying up down low against Pickering. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Indians. So they'll have the ball, trailing by four with a minute four to go here in the opening quarter of play. Tool quickly across the timeline, left side to Williams, loads up another three. This one off the mark. Jones the long rebound underneath to Sherman, has the ball slapped away underneath, but he was hacked on the arm. And Braden Sherman will head to the line for Indian free throws.
Two fouls on Higginbotham. Let's see if Palestine Hudsonville goes to the bench. It looks like they're going to.
32 getting set to check in there. Tucker Pruitt, he's a 6'3", 145-pound sophomore for Devin Turner. Braden Sherman at the line for the Tribe.
He missed the first.
And he missed the second one. Indians just not a good shooting, free throw shooting team. I've said that all year long. Here's a double team. They feed it underneath now. Now in the corner, a three-pointer on the way is off the mark and no good by Newland and rebounded by Williams. Up to Toole across the timeline, right side behind the back dribble. He loses it to Pruitt. Pruitt right side to Newland, lets the jumper go from about 15. He got it.
10 Devin points for Newland here in the first quarter.
He's a senior, a 6'1 senior, and it's 16-10. Tigers, 24 seconds to go, opening quarter. Winningham, I should say, this is Toole at the top of the key. Now to Winningham in the right corner. Winningham on the dribble, Blaine. Cross-court skip pass to Williams, deep on the left wing in the middle to Sherman. Sherman turns, forces it up in the lane, off no good. Rebound controlled by Pickering. Quickly up floor, a long half-court heave. Wow, it almost went in. As it is a missed shot. And after one quarter of play on the People's State Bank scoreboard, here from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box at Lawrenceville High School, our score is Hudsonville Palestine 16, Lawrenceville 10. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, second quarter underway. Indians trailing 16-10 to Hudsonville Palestine. Tigers with the ball to begin the second quarter of play. Glad you're with us. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson from Lawrenceville High School. Indian hoops, first home game of 2020. Tigers work it on the perimeter. Indians chasing and trying to trap. Now underneath, they try a backdoor play, knocked out of bounds. They try to hit Kane and Pettigrew on a backdoor cut, knocked out of bounds.
First quarter shooting was not very good for the Indians, Steve. 4 out of 15 from the floor, 2 of 10 from the foul line. Sorry, 2 of 10 from three-point range, 0 of 4 from the foul line.
There's a three-pointer taken from the left wing by Newland, and he was fouled, so he'll go to the line for three Tiger free throws.
Already got 10 points. Foul on Brennan Winningham, who's checked into the game.
Free throw up and in by Evan Newland. 6'1", 160-pound senior, as we mentioned earlier. Free throw on its way. Missed that one. He'll have another. Just underway here in the second quarter. 17-10, Tigers. Missed that one. Tipped up, but we have a foul charged over the back against the Tigers. So it'll be Indian basketball. Foul was on Caden Pettigrew coming over the back.
His first.
Tool will bring it across the timeline quickly. Winningham, that's Brennan, deep on the right wing. Top of the key to Tool, in the middle to Blaine. Blaine left side to Brennan. Long jumper is off the mark. Tipped up, stripped away as Winningham went down. Thought he might tip that up, but he brought it down. It's a sin for a big man to bring it down. But he had it knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball under their own hoop. Into Blaine on the dribble. Now looks for a guard to get it to. Finds Williams on the left wing. Cross court now. Here is Williams to Tool, top of the key. A long jumper. Got it. Skyler Tool, a three ball from the top of the key. And the Indians are within four at 17-13. 6:58 to go here in the second quarter of play. Here's Pruitt losing it to Nweger. Quickly up floor to Williams, left side. Loads up a jumper, is good, just inside the arc. Logan Williams.
Eight tonight for Logan now.
Sparking in Indians off the bench. 17-15, they trail by two. Here's the ball thrown out of bounds. Intended for Curtis Plew, but out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball at midcourt. 6:35 to go, second quarter, 17-15. Winningham in the corner. That's Wager on the dribble. Now back out front to Tool, top of the key, in the middle to Blaine. Left side on the wing to Brennan. Back out to Williams on the left wing. Now to Tool, right side on the wing. In the right corner, Wager fakes, tries to take the right baseline. Now in the left corner, Brennan Winningham, a shot no good. There's Blaine with a rebound, up and in. Blaine Winningham strong to the basket. Indians have caught him. Tied at 17 with 6:05 to go here in the second quarter of play. Pettigrew in the right corner. Newland down the lane. His off-balance jumper is off the mark. No good from the right side. Rebounded by Brennan Winningham. Off to Tool. Tool across the timeline. Down the lane he comes. Has the ball blocked away from behind. Knocked away by Plew. Now to Newland on the left wing in the left corner. Here's a jumper on the way and in. Pickering with the three-pointer, and it's 20-17. The Tigers on top. Noah Wager deep in the left wing. Now Brittingham on the baseline. That's Blaine. Missed it underneath. The rebound brought down by Plew. Off to Newland. Newland on the right side dribble. Lets the jumper go from beyond the arc. Missed it short. Rebounded by Brennan. Brennan Winningham lets the traffic clear. Now quickly up floor to Wager. Cross the timeline. Right side dribble. Feeds it to the middle. There's Brennan at the top of the key. Now to Blaine. Down the lane he comes to the hole. And he's hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. Stops the clock with 5:04 to go here in the second quarter. 20-17. Tigers. Hudsonville Palestine Tigers on top. Blaine Winningham at the line for Indian free throws.
Indians 0 for 4 at the line tonight. Let's see if he can change that.
Free throw up and in. Jones in and Tool out for the Tribe. Another free throw coming up here for Winningham. Free throw on its way and no good. Rebound control by Plew of the Tigers. Up to Pettigrew across the timeline. Now to Plew. Plew out front, top of the key, a long jumper off the mark, no good. Long rebound brought down by Jones. Jones, right side on the wing. Now right baseline to Wager. Wager back in the middle to Winningham. Spins to the middle, left side. Williams loads up another three. Off the mark, no good. Wager high for the rebound. Underneath, puts it up. Missed it in close. The rebound brought down by Pruitt of the Tigers. Actually, that's number 21 into the game. That's Gavin Beasing. He's a 6'5 junior. Just checked in. Jumper top of the key is off the mark and no good. Taken there by Pickering. And here is Williams feeding it to Winningham. Spins down the lane left side with the left hand. No good. Rebound controlled by the Tigers. Up floor quickly to Newland. Newland in the right corner. Pickering a long jumper off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Williams. Indians wanting to run. Williams left side. Heads to the hole. And loses it out of bounds. Call for a charge. He ran over the defender. That was Evan Newland back there. Took the charge. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Tigers showing no fear here on the road here in this hostile environment. And they lead by two, 20-18, 4 minutes, 1 second to go here in the second quarter.
Really quick pace. Both teams are getting up and down the floor, but neither's making a whole lot of shots right now.
Here is Plu, call for a travel as he hit the deck right in front of us here. Bothered by the Indian pressure, so a turnover, and the Tribe will inbound. With 3:54 to go here in the second quarter, trailing by two, 20-18.
That's eighth turnover on Hudsonville.
Here's Jones on the right wing. A long three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound knocked away and recovered by Blaine Winningham out front for the Indians. Now to Jones. Feeds it in the corner to Williams. Three-pointer on the way. Got it.
Three tonight. Three threes for Williams. He's got 11 points.
Off the bench for the Tribe. And the Indians lead 21-20, I think, for the first time tonight.
Correct.
And the Tigers work it out front to Beasing. Beasing down the lane, feeds it in the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Plu is off the mark. No good. Tapped up and in by Newland. And actually, that was Beasing. I stand corrected. Beasing. And it's 22-21, Tigers. Winningham, Brennan from the right side. A shot no good. Rebound brought down by Pickering. Quickly up floor. The Tigers, and they go back over across the line. And a turnover on Curtis Plu. He'll check out of the lineup for the Tigers. And Indians will have the ball.
Hardly any time to look up from the stat sheet, Steve.
I know.
Something's always happening here in this game tonight.
It's zipping right along. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter, 22-21. Ethan Kelly into the game for the first time tonight for the Indians. Number 24, jumper left side, no good by Wager from about 18 feet. Winningham saves the ball into Wager. Good hustle there to keep the Indians in a possession. Now the Tigers tip it away down floor. Heading to the glass is Pruitt. Has it knocked away from behind by Jones. Good hustle by Jordan Jones to save a sure basket by the Tigers. And now he travels at the top of the key.
Eight turnovers now on the Indians, four each quarter.
Again, a fast pace to this game, but not much as scoring, as Bill has mentioned. 22-21. Tigers on top here. Now they slow it down a bit, looking for a screen. Is Pickering across the timeline. Now to Beasing on the left wing in the left corner. To Newland. He lets the jumper go. It's off the mark from there. Rebounded by Wager of the Indians. Up to Jones across the timeline. Blaine Winningham in the right corner. Underneath now to Wager, lays it up and in, right side of the basket from about 3 feet. Nice pass to Wager. 23-22, Indians on top. Beasing in the right corner to Newland. Takes to take the baseline, cut off there. Now a jumper from the corner is off the mark, rebounded by Lane Winningham out in front of everybody. Heads to the hole, he jams it home! Lane Winningham high up and in! And he jammed her home strong. 25-22, that brought the crowd to its feet here. Lane Winningham with a one-hand dunk. Now out front, here's a long jumper off the mark taken by Pettigrew. Rebound tapped around. Here is Winningham at the other end, laying it up and in again. Lane Winningham and a timeout wanted by head coach Devin Turner. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 1:22 to go, second quarter, timeout by the Tigers. It is Lawrenceville 27, Hudsonville Palestine 22. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank. The Indians on top by five off the timeout. The Tigers trying to get back to the good play of earlier in the game. Shot no good from the corner, taken there by Newland. And here's Wager, left side jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham. Last touched by, they say, a Tiger, and it will be Indian basketball underneath their own hoops. Two will be the trigger man into Williams on the in the right corner, and he's called for traveling. Turnover. So a little spurt there, spurred by Blaine Winningham's good play offensively. Here's Curtis Plew back into the game, replacing Tucker Pruitt. In the lineup for Devin Turner. Adam Pickering will bring it across the timeline. Beasing now back to Pickering. In the right corner to Plew. Plew throws it away, intercepted by Winningham. Off to Wager. Wager one-on-one, spins to the middle, puts it up from eight. Had it blocked. The ball knocked away. Loose ball recovered by Williams. Tried to feed it in the middle, but it's intercepted. Here's Newland on the left side on the wing. Newland going to the left baseline. Fall away is good. Rolled it in from about 15 feet. Kid looks like a player. Evan Newland, a 6'1 senior for the Tigers. 27-24 Indians. Kelly left side to Williams on the wing. On the dribble. Back out front to Toole between the circles. Against the Tiger zone. Here's Wager on the right baseline. Feeds it now in the corner. Williams loads up a three. No good. Rebound tapped around and a foul charged over the back on the Indians with 12.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And Wager picks up, I think, foul number three.
That is three. That's three. Good thing is it's only, it well, it also puts Hudsonville in the bonus because it's a 17 foul.
So shooting at the line will be Curtis Plew for the Tigers. 6'1", 154-pound senior. Chance to eat into this three-point Indian lead, 27-24, 12.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Free throw on its way and good. 27-25, a two-point Indian lead. Another free throw coming up here. Up and in by Plew. 27-26, Indians with a chance for a final shot. Quickly up floor, Jones in the middle to Winningham, and he's fouled prior to the shot.
Okay, that's not going to put Indians in the bonus. They've still got one more to give. Foul is on Pettigrew, his second.
Substitute coming in here for the Tigers with 8.2 seconds to go as they get Pruitt in there. Pruitt and Beasing in there representing some size down low for the defense of the Tigers. Toole, the trigger man, out front to Williams. Williams, 6 seconds to go. Here's a high arcing shot by Kelly off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Jones, his jumper off the mark, no good. And rebounded by Pickering as the first half comes to a close. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box here at Lawrenceville High School, after one half of play, our score is the Lawrenceville Indians 27 and the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 26. 27-26, tight game here at LHS. Bill and I are back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO is brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers. Well, here we are at halftime, and our score is 27-26. The Indians on top by one. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Time now for a look at some of the halftime numbers, and here is Bill.
Hey, Steve, quite a first half, really quite an interesting first half. There's been a tie and four lead changes here in the first half. The Hudsonville-Palestine led 16-10 at the end of the first quarter. The Indians battled back after trailing by double digits on three occasions and trailed by as many as 12 points to take a lead first at 21-20. And then again, led at 23-22, eventually built the lead to 27-22 before the Hudsonville-Palestine team climbed back to within a point at halftime. Scoring-wise for the Indians, Logan Williams leads the way. He's hit a trio of three-pointers tonight, also scored another basket, and has 11 points to lead the Tribe. 7 points for Blaine Winningham, who also has 8 rebounds in the game. 4 points for Noah Weger. 3 points for Skylar Toole, a bucket for Jordan Jones. Ethan Kelly, Braden Sherman, Jarrett Winkles, who started, and Brennan Winningham all have not scored but played for the Indians. For Hudsonville-Palestine, Evan Newland leads the way with 13 points. He had 10 in that opening quarter, scored 3 more in the second, leads all scorers with 13 points. 4 points for Gary Higginbotham and Curtis Plew, 3 points for Adam Pickering, 2 points for Pettigrew Bissing. Tucker Pruitt played and didn't score, did not score. Some shooting numbers real quick. The Indians, Steve, are struggling once again. They're 11 out of 36 from the floor, have taken 13 three-pointers, made only 4 of them. And a big thing is they're 1 of 6 from the foul line. for Hudsonville Palestine. It is 10 of 26 from the floor. The Hudsonville Palestine team is 3 out of 10 from three-point range, 3 of 5 from the foul line. Turnovers, Hudsonville Palestine's turned over 12 times. The Indians have turned it over 10 times here at halftime.
All right, we're back with more from the on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Our score, Lawrenceville 27, Hudsonville Palestine 26. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
We're back here at Lawrenceville High School. Lawrenceville Indians lead the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers here at halftime by a score of 27-26. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Indians trailed, 16-10 after one quarter play right of the ship. They're in the second quarter of play, but still the Tigers, the pesky Tigers, are right in it. And they are within 1 point here on enemy turf, 27-26. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Bill and I are back with the second half of action coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Their family serving your family in a time of need. And by Toyota Bushoku, Illinois. Apply to join their team today. And also People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts today. Ready for the second half. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 27-26. Indians on top. The Tigers have been pesky here, Bill. They're right with the Indians here. And I'm sure if you asked head coach Devin Turner if he would like to be down one and a half, he would have accepted that.
Yeah, he would have taken that in a heartbeat, I'm sure. Again, the Indians just have to settle down and start putting the ball in the hole. It's the same thing they've faced quite often this season.
Tigers with the ball to begin the third quarter of play, and the Indians trying to come up with a steal. Winkles takes it away, gets it to Wager. Wager in the middle, but he threw it away. Threw it away to Pettigrew. Across the timeline. Here is Kanan Pettigrew has the ball tapped away. Blaine Winningham going for the loose ball. Able to come up with it. Right side of the lane. Now he is tied up from behind. And a held ball or a foul. We'll see which one here. It looks like it's going to be a foul charged.
Third on Pettigrew.
And the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. And he checks out, Pettigrew does, replaced in there by Tucker Pruitt for the Tigers. And it comes to Jones, top of the key to Wager. Wager on the dribble, right side to Jones on the wing, in the middle to Winningham, the ball knocked away, recovered on the left wing by Winkles. In the middle now to Winningham, the ball knocked away out of bounds, last touched by Plew of the Tigers. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Skylar Toole will be the trigger man for the Indians underneath his basket. Now to Jones. His jumper right side is good from about 15 feet. Jordan Jones with the hoop.
That's his fourth point tonight. And he's the guy we really need to get on track.
29-26. Jones went for a steal but could not get it before it went out of bounds near midcourt. It'll be Tiger basketball. Just underway here in the third quarter, 29-26. Indians on top here, bidding for win number 9 on the year, 8-6 against 7-7 Hudsonville Palestine. In the corner, Newland a long three, off the mark, no good. Winkles the rebound, outlet pass to Jones across the timeline on the left wing dribble. Now cross court now to Toole, lets it go from 17 feet, a line drive, no good. Rebounded by Winkles, up and in. Garrett Winkles, with nobody putting a body on him, was able to tip it in. And it's 31-26. Indians. Here's Newland on the left baseline. Runner is up and in. Nice basket there by Evan Newland. And it's 31-28 Indians. Quickly in the corner. Wager a long three. Got it. Three ball by Noah Wager from the left side. 34-28 again. A quick pace here to start this third quarter, much as we had the first half. Now Winkles comes up with a steal. Goes in the middle to Winningham. The ball tipped out of bounds. And they say, last touched by the Tigers, it'll be Indian basketball. So Indian basketball at their own offensive end. 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by a Tiger. Again, it'll be Indian basketball. 6:15 to go, third quarter, 34-28. Winkles now to Jones in the middle. The ball intercepted. Intercepted by Gary Higginbotham. Across the timeline he comes to the right baseline. Try to feed it through. The ball was knocked out of bounds by the Indians. Williams getting set to check into the game. Logan Williams was a spark off the bench for the Indians in that first half. He replaces Winkles in the lineup. And he comes in the corner to Newland. His floater in the lane. Bounces up. A no good. Rebound brought down by Blaine Winningham. Outlet pass to Williams on the left wing dribble. Cross court now, right side to Jones. In the middle now to Winningham, right side of the lane, lays it up and in. Blaine Winningham, a good pass from Jordan Jones to free him up. 36-28, Indians by 8. Here is Pruitt feeding it down low. Ball knocked away and stolen away from Higginbotham. Indians 2-on-1. Winningham puts it up too hard, no good. Rebounded by Toole, up no good. And the rebound brought down by Pickering. A couple of good shots by the Indians there, but no result. Now a foul up floor as the Indians try to come up with a steal and a foul charged against the Tribe.
Second foul tonight on Skylar Toole.
Plew inbounds to Pickering. Now back to Plew on the right side on the wing. He's double teamed, in trouble, tries to bust through it, and a foul, reach in foul on the Indians. 5:22 to go here in the third quarter. Indians starting to edge away a little bit here. Leading 36-28. It was 27-26 Indians at the half. Shot from the corner is off the mark. No good by Higginbotham. Rebounded by Wager. Up floor to Jones quickly. Jordan on the left side dribble. Now to Winningham in the left corner. Winningham back out front to Jones. Now left side to Williams on the left baseline to Wager. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. O'Toole, the trigger man, back out front, left wing to Jones. Jones in the middle to Whittingham. Free throw line underneath the Wager. Fakes, shoots, and scores, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Nice hesitation there by Noah Wager. Got the defender off his feet. And then scored and was fouled. And three-point play opportunity here. And the Indians lead by double digits, 38-28, with 4:58 to go here in the third quarter.
Foul was the second on Plew, and Wager's going for his 10th point if he can complete this three-point play and put the Indians up by 11.
He does not, as the miss. And now we have a timeout quickly off the rebound by the Tigers. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout, 30-second break, 4:56 to go, third quarter, 38-28, Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Attention, high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. 4:56 to go, third quarter, 38-28. Indians on top of the Tigers of Hudsonville, Palestine. Indians here tonight against the Tigers, and we'll make the trip to Fairfield to meet the Tough Mules coming up at the Mule Barn on Friday. That will be a challenge.
That's going to be a tough one, isn't it? I'll tell you what. Did you see what they did to Casey the other night?
I did.
Unbelievable how well they're playing right now. Couldn't happen to a better guy, though, than Coach Mack down there.
The Tigers inbound, and they get it across the timeline quickly. Newland cross-court now to Pickering. Pickering on the dribble, double-teamed. Feeds it now to the baseline, and they throw it away out of bounds. Pass was intended for Newland and saved out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds, I should say, by Plew to try to save it to Newland. 38-28.
Turnovers are mounting. That's 16 on Hudsonville.
Here's a left side pass to Wager on the baseline. Feeds it in the left corner. Williams loads up a three. Got it.
Four threes tonight for Logan Williams.
He has been a catalyst for the Indians here. Should they go on and win, and they're on their way. 41-28. Still a lot of time to go in this game. Here's a long jumper left side. A high arcing three is off the mark by Pickering. Rebound up and no good by Plew. And the Tigers get the loose ball rebound. And they lose it out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Indians slowly but surely beginning to pull away here in this third quarter. Led by one. And now they lead 41-28. And the ball taken away by the Tigers. And they head to the other end. And a shot up. Missed. Underneath there by Higginbotham. Loose ball. And we have a foul, I believe, charged on the Tigers. That was a tough break there. Higginbotham missed a close-in shot. And then a tip-up. No good by a Tiger. And they end up turning the ball over. 41-28. Indians on top, 3:43 to go, third quarter, in the middle to Wager. Double team, triple team, the ball stripped away. Underneath, Pickering coming up with a loose ball across the timeline. Now on the right wing to Plew. Here's a baseline drive and a travel charged against the Tigers. That was Plew trying to take that right baseline, but he traveled.
17 turnovers now. Hudsonville.
41-28, 3:25 to go, third quarter. Tool in the corner, long three ball is good. He got a friendly bounce here at LHS.
Two threes tonight for Tool.
44-28, quickly across the timeline. Here is Higginbotham, shot up and no good. Rebound control by Wager of the Indians. Now Tool quickly up floor. Williams on the left wing, cut off. Top of the key now to Wager, tried to feed it underneath the Whittingham, but it's intercepted by the Tigers. Intercepted by Newland. Newland on the dribble, cross court now to Plew. On the wing to Pickering, intercepted there by Whittingham, but then they stole it back to the Tigers. Now down the lane, Higginbotham heads to the hole, his shot up, no good, left side. Quick outlet pass to Jones. Jones fakes, goes around his man, shoots and scores. Jordan Jones went right around the defender. That was Pickering with a good move, a good head fake. And it's 46-28. Indians on top here, starting to pull away, as we mentioned. Here's a shot in the corner. A line drive three is up and in by Plew. That was a much-needed basket for the Tigers.
Ends a 12-0 run.
46-31. Jones, free throw line jumper, rolls off, no good. And a foul on Wager as he bumped Plew with the body. And it will be Tiger basketball with 2:09 to go here in the third quarter. 46-31, Indians.
That foul was on Wager, his fourth. Both teams now have three fouls here in the second half.
Indians. Tigers with the ball, trailing. Indians with some zone trapping pressure at midcourt. And they get it across the timeline. Here's a drive down the lane, right side by Tucker Pruitt, and a reach-in foul charged on the Indians.
Going to be the third on Toole.
2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 46-31. They inbound out front to Evan Newland. Now a long jumper right side is off the mark, taken there by Plew, rebounded by Jones. Now to Brennan Willingham, loads up a three-pointer, left side, got it. Three-point field goal for Brennan Winningham. The Indians lead 49-31. Newland on the baseline. Floater is off, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up short. And the rebound foul charged underneath, I think, on the Indians, as Braden Sherman may have picked the foul up. He's into the game for the Indians. And the Tigers will inbound underneath their own hoop.
First foul of the night for Braden Sherman.
Pickering. Inbounds out front to Newland. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it right side on the baseline. Another foul on the Indians. So again, the Tigers inbounding underneath their own hoop. 49-31. 1:33 to go here in the third quarter play. Tigers working it to the top of the key to Newland. His jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for. Last touch by the Indians. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. And it comes to the corner. A jumper is well off the mark. Taken there by Newland. Rebounded by Jones. Heads to the hole against the taller player. That's Tucker Pruitt. Went right to the glass. And he was fouled and will go to the line for Indian free throws. Minute 18 to go, third quarter, 49-31. Indians on top. Jordan Jones at the line for the Tribe, and his free throw is up and in. 50-31, a 19-point lead. Was one at the beginning of this quarter. Now it's 20. 51-31. And the ball taken away by Winningham underneath. He scores! And a chance at a three-point play. That was Brennan Winningham with the hoop. Off the rebound basket. 53-31, Indians. So Brendan Winningham at the line for the Indians. He's a 5'11", 185-pound sophomore. Missed that free throw. Rebound controlled by the Tigers. Quickly up floor to Newland. Now to Pruitt on the right wing. Feeds it now to Beasing. And they throw it away.
That's 9 turnovers in the quarter, 20 in the game.
So the Indians will have the ball, leading 53-31 with a minute 6 to go here in the third quarter of play. Jones across the timeline to Winkles back into the game. Jarrett in the right corner, now in the middle of Sherman. Sherman lets it go from about 10, left it short. Winkles saves it. And into the corner, saved it to Brennan Winningham. Now back out front to Jones, in the middle to Sherman, but he lost the handle, and it's intercepted by Pettigrew. Pettigrew quickly up floor. Here is Plew, right side. A long three-pointer is off the mark, taken by Pruitt, rebounded by Brennan Winningham. Now to Toole. Toole to the hole, lays it up and in. Skyler Toole, a little Euro step there. And it's 55-31. in favor of the Indians. Now a foul charged on the Tribe on the defensive end. 23.2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. All Indians in this quarter, and they lead 55-31.
Indians have 28 points in this quarter. They had just 27 in the first half, and here comes some substitutes, or at least one substitute for the Indians.
Hunter Scott into the game, replacing Skyler Toole in the lineup. Toole gets the glad hand on the sideline from his Indian teammates. Hunter Scott had 19 in the Indian JV win. Indian JV has been playing very well. Free throw no good by Adam Pickering. Rebounded by Jones. Indians can hold for a final shot if they so desire. Here's Brennan Winningham in the left corner. Feeds it in the middle now to Sherman. Sherman, left side of the lane. Cross court skip pass to Scott. Down the middle to Sherman. Feeds it to Scott on the baseline. He missed a shot in close. Rebounded, however, by Winningham, and the time runs out as the quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, score, Lawrenceville 55 and Hudsonville Palestine 31. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Indian basketball here, fourth quarter underway. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson from Lawrenceville High School. Indians leading 55-31. Glad you're with us. Here's Brendan Blaine Winningham, I should say, on the baseline. Right side is shot off the drive on the baseline. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Quickly up floor. Adam Pickering's left side jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound tapped around. And recovered by Scott. Bounce pass to Blaine Winningham to the hole. He goes, and he left it short. He'll have to earn him at the free throw line. 7:30 to go in the game, 55-31. Indians on top. Blaine Winningham to the line for free throws, number 33 for the Tribe. 6'3", 185-pound seniors. Free throws up and in. Here comes Gary Higginbotham back into the game, replacing Tucker Pruitt for head coach Devin Turner and the Tigers of Hudsonville Palestine. And the free throw coming up by Blaine is good. 58-31. 57-31. 7:23 to go in the game. And out front, pressure put on by the Indians. It forces a turnover. Jones with the interception. Feeds it right side to Blaine. He lays it up and in. Blaine Winningham, the nice basket from Jordan Jones. 59-31. 7:07 to go in the game. Here's Higginbotham. Shot off glass and in. Off a nice drive. Right baseline. Over the top of Sherman. And into the basket for a chance at a three-point play. Gary Higginbotham, a 6-foot, 145-pound sophomore for the Tigers. His free throw is on its way, and no good. Rebound brought down by Blaine. Both Winninghams in the game, Blaine and Brennan. Here's Hunter Scott feeding it in the middle to Blaine. He goes up from about 8, off the mark, no good. Battling for the rebound, loose ball, scramble for it. Several players on the deck, including Braden Sherman and Jordan Jones, along with Higginbotham of the Tigers, and the possession arrow is in favor of the Tigers. Jordan Jones out of the game for the Indians, replaced in there by Logan Williams. Across the timeline comes Adam Pickering, left side on the dribble, double team, back out front. Now they feed it underneath, wide open is Newland. He's blocked away by Sherman underneath, but a foul charged on Braden Sherman of the Indians.
That's going to be four fouls on Braden Sherman.
6:37 to go in the game. 59-33. Indians looking for win number 9. Free throw on its way and no good. And the score remains 59-33.
Newland now 1 of 4 at the line.
Another free throw coming up here for Newland, up and in. 59-34. Only 8 points of offense in this second half for the Tigers. Here's Hunter Scott. Call for a travel on the sideline right in front of the Indian bench. Turnover on the Indians. So another solid second half defensive effort by the Indians. Much as we saw against Odin on Saturday, Indians taking control in the second half with the defense. Tigers Newland back out front. Ball knocked away. Lane has it. He heads to the hole. He'll lay it up and in. Lane Winningham another basket. 61-34. Tool getting set to check back in. There's a jumper off and good by Adam Pickering. Right side. A three-pointer for the senior. 61-37. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. It'll be Indian basketball. Scott out and Tool in for the Indians. Wager getting set to check back in at the next stoppage, and it comes to Tool. Now Brandon Winningham open from the left corner. His shot is no good, and we have a foul charged over the back against Sherman.
That'll be all for him.
Wow, he wasn't in there very long and fouled out. Five fouls for Braden Sherman. Quick night for him with 5:50 to go here in the game. And at the line will be Kanan, Pettigrew. 5'7", 160 pound senior for the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers. His free throw is on its way and good. 61-38. Indians on top. Another free throw on its way, and good again. 61-39. Tool across the timeline. Now to Wager, left side on the wing to Brennan Winningham. Brennan on the dribble, between the circles to Williams, right side on the wing to Wager, top of the key. Brennan, a three-pointer up and in. Brennan Winningham, the hoop. A long three-pointer. 64-39. 5:30 to go in the game. And the ball knocked out of bounds by an Indian. It'll be retained by the Tigers at their offensive end. Plue will trigger it in into Higginbotham. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by Brennan Winningham. Damon Zoller is into the game now, replacing Blaine Winningham for the Indians. Gets the glad hand from head coach Randy Bishop on the sidelines. Another night of hard work for number 33. Here's the ball stripped away from Higginbotham. He drives down the lane. Now Zoller's at the other end. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Tool. Up. No good. Wager gets the loose ball. And we have a foul charged on the Tigers with 5:11 to go in the game. Looks like Noah Wager heading to the line for Indian free throws here. Noah, 6'4", 175 pound senior, number 15 for the Indians. Free throw on its way. No good. Rebound controlled by Curtis Plue of the Tigers. Quickly up floor to Adam Pickering. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by an Indian. It'll be Tiger basketball for offensive end with 5:03 to go in the game. And it comes top of the key. A high arcing three ball is off the mark by Pettigrew. Brought out of there, however, by the Tigers. They work it now to Newland in the corner. Now in the middle to Higginbotham. Goes to the hole. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Battling for it. And a foul charged on the Indians. I think Noah Wager may have picked that up.
That'll be 4 if it's on Noah. Actually, that'll be 5 on Noah. He'll go to the bench.
So he fouls out. Second Indian to foul out here tonight with 4:47 to go in the game. Good thing about it, though, is the Indians lead 64-39, and Ethan Kelly checks in his place. Gary Higginbotham at the line for Indian free, I should say for Tiger free throws. First one's on its way and good. 64-40. Indians on top. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebound controlled by Kelly of the Indians. Outlet pass to Toole across the timeline on the left side dribble. Now between the circles. Dribbles down the lane, and he's hacked and fouled by a Tiger. So Skylar Toole heads to the line for Indian free throws. Toole, 5'9", 162-pound senior, number four. His free throw is on its way, and no good. And we have a lane violation charged on the Tigers, so Toole will have another free throw coming up here. Now another substitute in for the Indians. Free throw on its way by Toole, up and in. He'll get another after that lane violation on the first one. 65-40, a 25-point Indian lead. Free throw no good. And there's a foul charged on the rebound on the Indians. It'll be Tiger basketball.
Zoller's going over the back.
It's 4:38 to go in the game, 65-40.
Leighton Ivers going to check in for the first time tonight for Lawrenceville.
Free throw on its way by Higginbotham, up and no good. Now Ivers checks in and Toole will check out. Indian starters are out of the game now. And Hunter Scott's going to get set to check back in here momentarily. Second free throw missed by Higginbotham, gets his own rebound. Back out front, long three-pointer off the mark, taken by Pickering and brought down by Brandon Winningham. He'll bring it across the timeline himself. 4:28 to go in the game. Now Winningham loses the dribble, and it's stolen away. Stolen away. Here's Pickering on the right side. Feeds it cross court in the corner. Long jumper is off the mark by Evan Newland, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It'll be Indian basketball. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop on the... It's an Ambrell Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads 4:13 to go on the game. Lawrenceville 65, Hudsonville Palestine 40. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Indians with the ball off of the timeout, leading 65-40, 4:07 to go in the game. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Leighton Ivers to Hunter Scott. Scott on the dribble, now left side of the wing to Brennan Winningham. Ball knocked away by Higginbotham. Winningham able to recover, looks for a teammate to get it to, and finally finds Ivers, and now a reach-in foul charged on the Tigers with 3:51 to go in the game.
So it's going to be Ivers at the line shooting two, because that's the 10th foul of the half on Hudsonville.
Leighton Ivers is a 5'8", 120-pound freshman. His free throw is on its way and no good. Rebounded by Kelly. Kelly back out front to Ivers. Now 8 to Scott. Shoots from about 8. Off the mark. No good. Scott battling for the rebound. Comes away with a loose ball. Now to Kelly. His left side jumper is good. Three ball by Ethan Kelly. The Indians. And they lead 68-40 with 3:33 to go in the game. The ball thrown out of bounds by the Tigers. And it'll be Indian basketball.
Guess what a basket here would do, Steve?
would get us closer to the end of the game.
It would start the running clock.
Here is the ball stripped away, but Ivers recovers. Scott is long jumper from the left side. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Adam Pickering. Across the timeline, now to the other end. A shot up and in by Kanan Pettigrew. Pettigrew with a nice move to the basket from the left side on the baseline. 68-42. Ivers feeding underneath the Zollers, and then we have a traveling violation on Leighton Ivers out front. Indecisive as to whether the shooter pass.
I'd say when that happens, you should just always shoot,
yeah,
right?
Shoot. When in doubt, put it up. 2:55 to go in the game. Top of the key, Newland feeding it down low underneath to Higginbotham, but it's intercepted by Scott and off of a Tiger. As he was pressured on the way up floor. It'll be Indian basketball. 68-42. 2:50 to go in the game. Well, the Tigers had hopes of knocking the innings off. They started out like a house of fire and trailed by one at halftime, but the Indians have controlled ever since. There's a drive and a basket by Brennan Whittingham on the left side of the lane to the hoop. And he'll have a chance at a three-point play. It's leading 70-42. That's
Pettigrew fouls out.
Yep, five fouls on Pettigrew. Ryan Schultz getting set to check into this game.
I think that's the last of the Indians.
He replaces Zollers in the lineup. And into the lineup for the Tigers is number 12, Ryder Lawhorn. He's a 5'7", 134-pound sophomore. Free throw by Winningham up and in. Brennan Winningham. 71-42, 2:39 to go in the game. Across the timeline, Adam Pickering at the top of the key, feeds it underneath. Here's Higginbotham's shot, no good. He was fouled and will go to the line. With 2:31 to go in the game. Post-game show coming up afterwards. We'll recap this contest. Indians on their way to the ninth win. Full-scale substitutions now for the Tigers. Free throw up and in by Gary Higginbotham. Pick these guys up as they come in here. Gavin Postel-Wade is a substitute. Also, Tucker Pruitt back into the game off the bench. And others. 2:31 to go in the contest. Free throw up and in by Higginbotham, and he'll be replaced in the lineup by Beezing. Gavin Beezing, we saw him earlier in the game, the 6'5 junior. 71-44, Leighton Ivers across the timeline for the Tribe. On the dribble, down the lane, cut off. Left corner to Scott, his long jumper. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Ivers, back out front to Brennan Winningham, and the Indians go on the attack. 2:15 to go in the game. Scott is fouled on his way to the hoop by Blaze Diedrich. He's into the game as a 5'11", 150-pound junior, number 5 for Tigers of Devin Turner. .212 to go in the game. Hunter Scott at the line. His free throw is on its way and no good off the front iron. Number 0, Hunter Scott. Hunter, a 5'10", 139-pound junior. Second free throw is no good off the mark and rebounded by Beezing of the Tigers. Quickly up floor, they go to Pruitt. Top of the key, now back out front to Lawhorn. Now to Pruitt again, guarded by Ivers. Mismatch in size there. Pruitt, top of the key to Beezing. Beezing on the dribble, feeding it now in the middle to Diedrich. Now in the corner to Gavin Postel-Waite. Back out front to Lawhorn. Beezing on the baseline, feeds it in the middle, but it's intercepted by, well, now taken back by the Tigers. Feeding underneath to Beezing. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Faye saves it inbound. Back out front to Lawhorn. Now on the baseline. Here's a shot up and no good. But a foul charged against the Indians with a minute 25 to go in the game. 71-44. Blaze Diedrich at the line for the Tigers of Hudsonville, Palestine. Free throw on its way and good. 71-45. Another free throw coming up here. Fans begin to head for the exits here. LHS free throw is no good. I think a lane violation.
Boy.
1:23 to go. Ivers at the top of the key for the Indians. Backs it out now. On the dribble. Feeds it to Scott. Scott heads to the hole. Throws it up there on off glass from about 10 feet. Hunter Scott with the hoop.
Into the scoring column for Hunter Scott.
73-45. Minute 4 to go in the game. There's a traveling violation out front against Postlewaite with a minute 2 to go in the game. Again, the post-game show right after this contest.
That is the 26th turnover of the night for Palestine Hudsonville.
Ivers at the top of the key, dribbles left side, left corner to Renningham. Brennan on the dribble. Down the lane he comes, throws it up with the right hand, no good, gets his own rebound, and he's hacked and fouled underneath him. We'll go to the line for Indian free throws with less than a minute to go, 50.7 seconds in the contest. Brennan Winningham at the line. His free throw is on its way and good. 74-45. Another free throw coming up here. 75-45, a 30-point lead, 50.7 seconds to go in the game. Across the line, Beezing. On the dribble between the circles, looks for a screen, top of the key. Love tried to load up a three-pointer, but couldn't get it loose. Now to Diedrich on the right wing. Now in the corner to Beezing. Beezing working out front against Hunter Scott. And there's a shot up and a foul charge, bumping foul on the Indians with 29.3 seconds to go in the game.
And they stopped the clock.
Hmm. 75-45. Now they start it.
Okay. That Tom Hoovermail, I think, is in charge of that. Needs to get on the ball.
Free throw up and no good by Beezing. 18 seconds to go. Maybe a chance for one more free throw here for Beezing.
If it's not, Tom will blame him. Okay.
Free throw up and in. 75-46. 6 seconds to go in the game. Indians are going to hold on. And the final will be the Lawrenceville Indians 75. And the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 46. So the Indians now go to 9-6 and have 1-2 in a row. The Tigers fall to 7-8 here with this loss. Again, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville Indians 75 and the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 46. We'll be back with the post-game show in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Temco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Temco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here on the postgame show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Time now for the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame show. Lawrenceville Indians win here by a score of 75-46. We're joined in the postgame by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. And Randy, they gave you all you wanted there, especially in the first half, but much like against Odin, your second half defense propelled you to
win. Yeah, our first half we struggled shooting the ball. We couldn't make an outside shot, and they hit some shots. But the second half, our trap put a lot of pressure on them, and they started to turn the ball over, and we started playing a lot better once we got to running up and down the floor a little bit.
Can you attribute the slow start to?
Well, I don't know. You know, sometimes you either make those shots or you don't. We had wide open shots. We just didn't put it in the basket. And I thought we probably took them a little bit light. They drove the ball and hit some shots. I didn't think that they probably thought they could shoot like that, but you know how it is in high school. You don't guard somebody, they're going to make it. So finally, they kind of decided we better turn up the pressure a little bit.
Logan Williams, I thought, played really well for you off the bench. His three-point shooting was very instrumental.
He did, and that was kind of switched the momentum back our way. I thought Winningham did a good job on the top and the trap again, making him lob the ball where he could get it, and he was pretty good inside. You know, so I was pretty happy with, especially with Williams, the way he was shooting the ball.
A lot of guys in this game tonight because you had an opportunity to play a lot of players.
Yeah, and that's nice because they practice hard every day, and some of those kids are fighting for varsity time, just wanting to get some minutes. So it was good to put them out there and see what they could do a little bit.
Really big historic night here. Great to see all the old Indians back. Coach Felling in the building. You know, it was just a historic night. Just your thoughts on the night.
Well, I'm really happy about that they could make it back. You know, they've all been a part of our lives, including me, even when I wasn't here. I still watched all those games when I was a young coach. And just having them here, it meant a lot to our kids. And, you know, seeing Coach Felling's good that he got to be in the building and he was a part of that tonight, as well as a lot of good players were here from former teams. So that was really good to have everybody back and get to share that moment. You know, Ken Crawford and I and Ron, we've been good friends for a long time. Kenny come down to make the presentation. Mitch meant a lot to us, so that was good.
Well, Fairfield on Friday. Well, they're one of the best teams in the southern part of the state. Just your thoughts on
that? They're a different monster. They can really shoot the ball. They've got the whole package. They can dribble. They can shoot it, play some good defense. We'll have to have a real good game to be in that game. I think we're getting better. You know, in the past with Fairfield, in a man, it was always hard to match up with them. But we've done pretty well in the zone against them. They don't practice a lot against the zone. They don't see a lot of it. So we're kind of hoping that the zone might take them out of some of the things that they can do. But you saw them shooting a Capital Classic. If they're shooting from half court, I don't know how much. We might have to get a club or something. I don't know. They can shoot it.
Well, test for your ball club. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you got to find out what you're made of.
Yeah, and I always feel like you got a chance. You know, you put your pants on just like they do. So we'll see. You know, I don't think they'll look past us. I know that they know that we're kind of dangerous, and if they don't play, we could beat them. But being down there at their house, we'll have to really play to another level, I think.
Okay, congratulations on the win, Randy. We'll see you Friday.
All right,
thanks, Randy.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win it here by a score of 75-46. We are going to take a break, come back, have Bill recap some scoring. We'll pick our player of the game. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jocole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a
Back here at Lawrenceville High School on the Sterling and Company Professional Corporation Washington Post Game Show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Time now for us to name our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited Player of the Game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, tonight I think we got to go with Logan Williams, Steve. He wasn't the top scorer on the team in the end, but he certainly kept the Indians in the game that first half. He had three three-pointers in the first half. He finished with four three-pointers, finished with 14 points. He was 5 out of 9 shooting, 4 out of 6 from three-point range, and Logan Williams is the player of the game.
All right. What about some other numbers for the Indians?
Okay. Blaine Winningham had another terrific night, Steve. He scored 15 points and grabbed 11 rebounds, like we said. Logan Williams had 14 points. Brennan Winningham had 13 all in the second half. 9 points for Skylar Toole. 9 points also for Noah Weger. 8 points tonight for Jordan Jones. Off the bench, Ethan Kelly finished with 3 points. Jarrett Winkle, 2 points. Hunter Scott, 2 points. Braden Sherman, Damon Zollers, Leighton Ivers, and Ryan Schultz all played but did not score. Newland finished with 16 to lead Hudsonville Palestine. 7 points each for Higginbotham and Plew. 6 points each for Pickering and Pettigrew. A lot of P's on that team. 3 points for Gavin Bessing. 1 point for Diedrich. And that's the scoring for Palestine Hudsonville.
All right, so the Indian JV won here tonight. In case you may have missed it earlier, they beat Hudsonville Palestine 50-16. Hunter Scott with 19, Damon Zollers with 11 in that win, and the Indian varsity winning by a score of 75-46, so they improved to 9-6. Our next Indian broadcast will come on Friday. Indians head to the Mule Barn in Fairfield to meet the Fairfield Mules on the air about 7:30, 8 o'clock. Bill, thanks for your good work. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, Steve. Looking forward to the trip.
All right, thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That's been Arvin Hawkins for his good work. And thanks to you, of course, for listening. Again, the Lawrenceville Indians come from behind and win here tonight. They beat the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers at Lawrenceville High School 75-46. Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.